You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Second half of the pick six here on the Hoffman Show. It's the team 980, the Odyssey app, iHeartRadio, TuneIn Radio, YouTube at the team 980. We let you hear from Cliff Kingsbury and talk offense in the first half. So if you just got in the car or just tuning in and you missed that, you can use the rewind on the Odyssey app, or you can check out the podcast, the Hoffman Show. Search it wherever you get your podcasts, including Apple Podcasts and Spotify. However, we pick up with
number four
and Joe Witt Jr., who was asked about Trey Amos, the stud second round pick. At least that's the way it seems in training camp, as he has been a bona fide starter. He's listed at the top of the depth chart along with Marshawn Lattimore, who has also had a very good camp. Here's Witt on his starting two corners.
Yeah, Trey's had a good day every day. He's a young kid that he's a rookie, so Jason Simmons and has done a really nice job with not putting too much on him, putting him in the right situations. He's a patient kid. Marshawn is healthy, so he's back to the guy that we're used to. I'm excited about the group on the back end, and you can't start with those two guys. Mikey touches the ball every practice. Noah touches the ball. He might not intercept it, but he's knocking it down. Jonathan might not have shown up in a splashy way, but they caught one ball on him, and that was a hell of a throw. Five could have handed it to, I think that was Debo that caught that ball over there. It was a hell of a throw. We just get back in the huddle on that. And then Carlin, he's done a nice job of covering as well. So I've been pleased with that group.
A lot of intriguing, interesting prospects. We talked a lot about the DBs in general off the top of the show, the 415 segment, segment two, if you are in podcast land. But none of this really works at the highest level unless Lattimore's really good. Like, he's the engine that makes the thing go the fastest. If you got to replace him, there's a bunch of stuff down chain that becomes a little dicey. So what has Joe Witt Jr. seen from the star corner acquired last year, mid-year, from the Saints now that he's healthy?
Well, he's out there. That's the first thing, okay? He's consistently out there. We last year, he went and fought his ass off, and he didn't practice very, very often. And so that's hard on a player, but he's a competitor, so he was willing to go do that and not be afraid of the result. You know, he just wanted to go out there and compete and help us win. And I think people lose that sometimes when the play might not be what you desired to be. But the dog-ass competitor, you can never go away from. But to answer your question, he's a really good press player. That's who I am, who we want to be. Nice feet. He still can hold the vertical control, and he's very, very competitive. So I've been pleased with where he is.
The competitiveness was never an issue last year. It was the play. But now it seems like the health is going to allow him to play at a much higher level. And that, along with Amos's apparent ascension, Sainer still another year of experience. And I still think Will Harris is a really intriguing piece as a chess piece in that back end. Big nickel, safety, to compliment Quan Martin. It's going to be really interesting to see what Joe Witt Jr. does. And I love Joe, you know, just saying, like, this is who we want to be. Press man. Like, we want to be in your face. That is very much how they want to play defensively, an aggression that defines who they are and what it means to be a Commander. Now they take their show on the road, Commanders and Patriots, doing work over the next couple days, which brings us to
number five.
And the value of joint practices, which most teams now see as even more valuable than the preseason games themselves.
It goes both ways. So, you know, when you go against each other so much, they start to know your calls, you start to know their calls. You get used to the releases of the receivers, you get used to the sets of the blockers. So it's just good to go against new bodies, and now you can see, all right, are we doing what we need to do, or are we just used to playing a certain group of guys? Can we play our play style on the road? Can we travel with it? So I really enjoy joint practices, and hopefully, you know, with DQ, we can keep it clean. You know, the league has had a couple fights the last couple years, and we don't operate that way. We're a clean unit, and so hopefully we get up there and just get good work in, get quality work from both sides.
Anthony, if you are Dan Quinn and Joe Witt, do you call a special one-on-one, two-on-one, maybe Adam Peters in their three-on-one meeting with Marshawn Lattimore and go, Marshawn, we are a clean operation. We are not going to get into fights. Please repeat after me. Marshawn, we are a clean operation. Like, not that he's the only guy, but he is the guy that has a history of fighting dudes in playoff games, nevertheless in joint practices. So I think they'll keep it clean, but I can't guarantee it.
Yeah, I think Stephon Diggs and Marshawn is definitely going to be popcorn, for sure.
Yeah, that's definitely. I was trying to think who on New England. I was like, I don't know. Is he really
going to
fight?
Outside of Stephon, there's nobody.
Is he really going to fight Kendrick Bourne?
No.
Stephon, that's a possibility. That's definitely a possibility. Those two dudes, some be a little bit volatile.
Yeah.
At times. Yeah. I will say the one thing about joint practices is there's not typically fights on the first day. It's day two that's a nightmare, which is why most teams now schedule one day of joint practices. They do one game, the one day, that's enough, and then they'll play the preseason game. But if you do 2 days, by the second day, guys are just sick of seeing each other, and that's when, hey, God forbid you do three. Three never happens.
Three
two,
is insane.
Two, you're probably going to get, because like there probably will be a couple of like quick fights, but it's the brawl that you want to avoid.
Yep.
The one that spills over. I mean, I was at Commander's Jets, saw them years ago, getting the hell out of Trent Williams' way as he's swinging on people. I was like, I do not need to be close to here.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
All right, on we go, continuing in the pick six with more from Joe Witt Jr. on the joint practices and what traits he's emphasizing in camp that will ultimately define the defense.
Yeah, we talk about mind speed. So if we can think fast, we can play fast. We go hard. We don't practice necessarily long, but we go really, really hard. And so Make sure we're chasing the ball. Make sure we're being physical up front. We're not letting the ball get through. And you just have to practice that way. You have to live that way. You have to. This is an intense environment that AP and DQ have set, a very competitive environment, and you have to get used to living that way. And one thing I would say is, you know, everybody in that defensive room lives that way for real. You know, in the past, there might have been some resistors that, there's nobody. I mean, everybody gets down the way that we want to get down right now. And so, and that's fun. And that's fun to go. So I'm excited about this next pocket of going and going against the Patriots and being where our feet are and seeing how the next couple of days go.
Some resistors in the past.
Hmm.
Do you have any idea who that could be, Anthony?
I have no idea. None at all.
Could it perhaps rhyme with Schmon Schmallen?
Really? Hans Palins?
Hans Palins? Out there resisting? Never.
I think so.
I just thought he was about lining up and kicking ass.
Yeah.
But, I don't know, somewhere in there was a resistor that's not here anymore.
Nope.
Which would make you think it's probably not someone. I mean, it could rhyme with Blonte Smaller, but like Dan Quinn's had him in 78 different places.
Yep.
So I'm guessing it's not him.
Joe would coach him too.
There weren't a whole lot of other holdovers on the defense. What'd you say, old Hans Palin?
Hans Palins.
The resistance is futile. But it is a good sign. Guy like Deron Payne, not saying that about him. They very much like how he gets down. But I also enjoy the, like, you have to live that way. Like, we're about it. But you can get that out of players when you don't push in an unreasonable way, right? Hey, you only have two reps. Will you don't jog. Like, do your work, and we'll take care of you. Like, you can't have it always. You can't have three-hour practices where dudes are having to run hard all the time, chase the ball. Like, if you want to establish this is who we are, you have to build it in short bursts. And I think that this staff understands that at a fundamental level, which is why the buy-in is so high and now apparently unanimous, as some of the resistors are no longer in the building. Number six, Anthony, if we could, please.
Number six.
Joe Witt Jr., mindset, entering training camp. What did he want to see and how is it going?
Yeah, you know, there were a number of things to myself, and this might sound silly. My motto, and I have it on my board right now, is let's do what's right, don't necessarily be right. As coaches, you know, you think you have all the answers all the time. And so I'm being very cautious to listen to everybody and make sure I'm doing what's right, not necessarily trying to prove that I am right, if that makes sense. And so allowing the coaches just to coach, getting out the way, putting the scheme in, detailing it out from a schematic standpoint in the meeting rooms and allowing them to go do it and focus on calling it in the right situations and then making sure that we're putting the players in the best situation, utilizing them. I don't think I did a good enough job in certain spaces with Frankie and Jeremy. We did good jobs, but the whole 11, I have to do a better job of using people's skill set. So those were the three main things that I really focused on my growth.
Something that I tried to remind folks of last year, Joe was a first-time coordinator. I thought he did a really good job of growing and getting better, being reflective in the right ways throughout the year, understanding that even though there's some things he wanted to do, he couldn't. We just had a great comment in the YouTube chat where, last year he did talk about being schematically challenged. And I think this year he's going to be able to do more of what he wants to do. But you have to ultimately balance what you want to do in your optimal circumstances with what your players are capable of. And that is something that Joe Witt Jr. Got better and better and better at last year, and it's something that I think he'll continue to be excellent at going forward as a defensive coordinator and perhaps one day a head coach in the NFL. That is our pick six at six. Biggest headlines and storylines and sound bites of the day. We'll do that again after the joint practice later on in the week. New episode of Take Command tomorrow. We'll preview the joint practice and a lot more. So make sure you're subscribed to TC wherever you get your podcasts. When we get back, it's our weekend in review, including a big WNBA injury, a big WNBA trade, and physical contact at the U.S. Championships on the track between two of the sport's biggest stars. We get into all of it next.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.